Governor Walker says he won't cave in to pressure. Wednesday, Kenosha leaders called on him to immediately approve the construction of a huge tribal casino at the former Dairyland Greyhound Park. The federal government signed off on the proposal a year ago, and Governor Walker has until February 19th to make a decision. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, news this week about another tribe brought the issue back to life. Governor Walker told legislators this week that the Potawatomi tribe is withholding payments. It's supposed to regularly pay the state millions of dollars in exchange for operating a casino in Milwaukee. But tribal leaders say the casino the governor is considering 30 miles to the south would devastate their business. So for now, they're not making a payment. It was against that backdrop that Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca of Kenosha urged the governor to approve Menominee Nation's plan for an $800 million casino and Hard Rock Cafe.
Where is the urgency? I mean, if I had a potential, and I think any of the legislators, were we to exchange positions with the governor, and we had the possibility of being the chief executive to bring this proportion of jobs, this volume of business to Wisconsin, I would think this would be priority number one.
Barca also mentioned the fact that the governor is falling well short of his promise to create 250,000 jobs. A year ago, Walker said he would not approve the casino complex unless it had the support of all 11 tribes here. Two remain opposed. Another Kenosha Democrat, State Senator Bob Wirch, thinks the governor is too politically busy to address the casino issue.
He's in the middle of a campaign. We don't want to get lost in the shuffle. He should have been actively bringing the parties together a year ago after he got the BIA approval. And the governor is dealing with sovereign nations. We understand that. But he has a lot of power out there, and this all should have been done a year ago.
Wirch criticized the governor for paying a Michigan law firm $1.5 million to study the casino issue, and there are still no results. We caught up with Governor Walker in New Berlin on Wednesday. He says he's going to take his time making a decision. Walker says the state is poring through complex compacts Governor Doyle set up with the tribes in 2005. The state must reimburse them for any losses they incur from new casinos. Walker says in the case of the Potawatomi, reimbursement could top $100 million.
The last thing we want to do is sign off on a project there that would cause a hole as big as $100 million or more in the coming state budget. And I think even those who might support it would understand that that makes sense, that you want to get to a point where you don't have a hole of that size in the state budget.
Walker says he intends to use the entire amount of time he's been given to make his decision, 18 months. The clock started ticking a year ago.
They took 9 years at the federal level. We're taking 18 months, which any governor is legally entitled to.
Walker indicated earlier this week that his Department of Administration has reached a financial agreement with the Ho-Chunk Nation in the event it is harmed by a Kenosha casino. However, the tribe says it remains opposed to the project. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.